Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Seems like since the Obergefell decision legalizing so-called same-sex marriage, the spiral towards total sexual anarchy has accelerated. Increasingly, we see those announcing they are really the sex opposite from the birth sex. Not that such an announcement has any basis in reality, but that doesn't seem to matter in the eyes of the world. When it comes to sports, it seems like Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner's announcement that, quote-unquote, I'm a woman, has opened the door to high school male students announcing they are female in order to compete on the girls' sports teams. And we see the Olympics moving that direction more so also. I know the Obama administration's May 13th, 2016 transgender edict helped the high school situation along, and that was not good news. Thankfully, President Trump has rescinded that ludicrous Obama edict. But anyway, to address this whole issue, my guest today is Steve McConkie. He's president of Four Winds Christian Athletics. Thanks, Steve, for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me and being able to talk about the current issues and trends in sports and what's coming and what's not, what needs to happen.
Well, yeah, what needs to happen, for sure. What do you guys do there at the Four Winds Christian Athletics?
Well, we started back in 1981, my wife and I, with Olympic world-class track and field athletes. And we worked with that until 2014. In the year 2003, we started taking on the International Olympic Committee for their transgender policies. Mm-hmm. And during that time, you had to have the reassignment surgery and hormones. And just within the last few years, now all you have to do is have a year of hormones.
So they have changed. I know I just recently read a letter. You wrote a letter April 5th to the International Olympic Committee asking them to revise its position on transgender. So you said previously their policy was that they had to actually go through the sex reassignment surgery. That was a policy previously, but now...
Yes, and then the last few years they decided, to instead of the hormone therapy and the reassignment surgery, just to have a year of hormones and to get the levels of testosterone under 10 nanomoles. An average female has around 3.7, a man has over 10, so 10's pretty,
what do
you want to say? Yeah, it's pretty high. So even there, we have problems with it because of the bone structure and muscle structure that can never be reversed with the hormone therapy.
For sure. So what did you say the levels for a female was for the...
Well, around 3.7. They can go a little higher. Right. Some female athletes can target up to 10. Now with the problem you run into, like, for example, in the women's 800 meters at Rio Olympics, you had first, second, and third with intersex athletes that did not test testosterone.
Yeah, and I was going to talk about that. So since you brought it up, let's talk about that right now, because the gold medalist was for the 800 meters in Rio this past, the 2016 Olympic gold medalist was an intersex individual, Castor somebody or other.
And, yep, Castor Semenya.
Right, but it's also... You noted that that their sources say that the silver and bronze medalists were also intersex. So if
right, and you can take a picture of them and sure see, that's what Runner's World said. But the problem you had there is 1 in 2,000 people are born with sexual problems like that, mm-hmm. intersex.
Mm-hmm.
Then they try to figure out what to do.
Right.
And in the situation there, what they did, the Olympic Committee decided to do away with the testosterone test for these three individuals. So instead of keeping their testosterone under 10, they could even been taking supplements of testosterone.
Oh my goodness.
And plus, somehow the Olympic Committee's got so PC that it's way out and not correct.
So they did not do any testosterone test on these three individuals who are running as women, or intersex individuals. They did no test on them, the Olympic Commission didn't.
We haven't found any tests. I know that Casper for sure, and the thing is, I'm asking them to reveal the test. They'll never get a hold of me or let me know.
Yeah. So, in essence, there's a possibility that the gold, silver, and bronze medalists in the 800 Olympic gold race in that heat, that they were intersex and their testosterone level was higher than it should be, basically knocking out the real females, the biological females in that race.
Yeah, and they were all upset the females are finished back. You know, they got to sign forms when they go in there that they can't discriminate against LGBT and all other things and get critical. So but some of them did raise their voice, but, you know, it's just sad that these women were put in that situation.
So they actually have to sign an agreement or a statement that they will not discriminate or not, we're not basically disagree with any of the results of the competitions that they're involved in?
Well, you're supposed to sign forms that you're not going to discriminate against LGBT, so, you know, or any other aspect of the Olympics. For example, if you're in the Olympic Village, a lot of people become Olympic chaplains, but you got to sign a form that you won't proselytize.
Oh,
wow. So, you know, they try to eliminate all political discussion and Christian or religious discussion.
Yeah. You know, I just read an article along these lines. It was actually a Philadelphia Tribune article dated April 9th. Entitled Female Athletes Get a Trio of Wins in Equality Fight. And this article states, quote, the U.S. women's national soccer team struck a new collective bargaining agreement with their federation, ending more than a year of at times contentious negotiations with players seeking comparable compensation to the men's national team. And that followed the U.S. national hockey team's deal with USA Hockey after players threatened to boycott the Women's World Championships over wages. So according to this article, the female athletes are more concerned about their wages not being the wages of the male athletes. I mean, according to this article, they're not even addressing the fact that there are in some cases males, especially on the high school and college level, but these intersex individuals who are competing as women, and they have an advantage over women, but this article is making it seem like the women are more concerned about their wages than what I would view as unfair competition when they're facing these intersex individuals who may have high testosterone levels. What's your take?
Yeah, I don't know of any intersex athletes in the sport of hockey,
okay.
But I know there have been transgenders, and that's the biggest concern is, you know, like I said, intersex athletes are 1 in 2,000. But the problem you run in is nowadays, like if you're in high school or college, all you got to do is just say, well, I'm a female, and go into office and start competing as a female. And that's the problem is people that choose, not based on any scientific fact at all.
Yeah, that's for sure, and it makes it's unfair all around when you're looking at whether it's Olympic level, national sports, or college level or high school level. It's still unfair for a transgender, for someone who identifies as the opposite from their birth sex, to compete with what's in essence the opposite sex, and it just is totally unfair. Because as you mentioned a little bit ago, that even if they take the female hormones as such, it's still not going to decrease their superior bone and muscle advantage, and it just makes it totally unfair.
Well, just last week, you know, they have a big article in the biggest paper in Connecticut, and you have a male that decided, a 15-year-old male decided he's going to compete with women's or the girls' track team in Connecticut. The person's a freshman and winning all kinds of medals. But if you look at this person, the muscles and the advantage, it's always what happens is the bones are more dense and longer. The muscles are usually bigger, and so they carry more fiber, and the person has more opportunity to be stronger and faster.
Yeah.
And that's just the way God made
exactly.
male and female differently.
Yeah. But, you know, the sports... And I don't know whether, I mean, you had, when was the first time you guys contacted the Olympic Commission or committee?
Way back in 2003.
So that was
Then it spread to high school.
Right.
And then it spread to, Jenner.
Right.
And then it spread, you know, and we took all this stuff on, and then it spread to Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the NBA. So it's all over.
It's all over, yeah. But you guys contacted the Olympics back in 2003 when this had become an issue in the Olympics. I mean, that was the first time. And as you said, it's accelerated beyond that. And with the Bruce Jenner announcing, I am a woman, that seems to have, well, I think part of it is homosexual activists they think they've won the marriage debate. Now they're putting more of their resources into the transgender debate. And where previously homosexuals used to think transgender, those who identify as the opposite sex, that they used homosexual activists used to think they were weird. But that what they've done is they've combined their resources to create sexual anarchy across the country and really across the world if they had their way. So it's very troubling. But I think Bruce Jenner announcing that he's a woman. And the interesting thing is, though, and I don't think Bruce Jenner has ever addressed this, but when he was in the Olympics, he competed as a male, even though supposedly clear back then he felt as if he was a female. But he still competed as a male. No one addresses that. No one who are pushing this transgender issue in sports is addressing the fact that Bruce Jenner competed as a male, no matter what he felt like.
And you have what you got going now is you have the Olympic Committee in Colorado Springs. When they're doing their Hall of Fame, they're thinking about they maybe should change the name to Caitlyn Jenner instead of Bruce.
Oh, you're
so it's all confusing,
crazy.
And you know,
that's
and
crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. So I don't know, the whole transgender issue to me is just it's something I can't wrap my head around, because it's in their heads. It's not something that they. I mean, they're born male or female. In the case of the intersex, that's a little bit more complicated issue. But still, I think the Olympic Committee should be doing, running testosterone tests on these individuals who identify as intersex before the.
Right, and then you had Caster Semenya, who won the gold medal. Then she's supposed to be a female, and you know, with intersex problems. But then.
But just looking at
Caster married. Caster married a woman, supposedly. You know,
All
confusing.
Yeah, that gets even more confusing. But even looking at Caster, the physique is that of a man. It's not a woman's body that you're looking at. As you know, it gives him an unfair advantage. And it's unfair to the women that they have to sign an agreement or a statement that they won't. So basically, the Olympics could have any male who identifies as female, and it's gone through since they've changed the rules, just gone through a year of female hormones to be able to compete as a female. And that's all that they have to have. And as long as the levels are down
and
to 10.
Yep, and if they do that, then they're supposed to be allowed in the Olympics. And the problem is now, the big thing is, will the Olympic Committee notify people who are doing that? In other words, if you get a 6'10 basketball player or a 6'5 basketball player that competes as a woman, are they going to let us know, say, some remote country in Africa?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Do you know if the female runners in the 800 meters, if they knew that Caster was intersex and that there'd be
a test? Oh, absolutely, yeah. Caster for sure. The second and third was more kept under the radar because the Caster Semenya thing started way back.
Okay.
And then what happened, she filed a lawsuit against the Olympic Committee because they made her go, they tried to get her to go through sex reassignment surgery.
Uh-huh. And she didn't.
I guess not reassignment,
just clarification in that case, yeah. Oh, my. This does get confusing, very confusing. As you mentioned a little bit ago, the situation in the high schools, the most recent one being in Connecticut. And I just think a lot of this is all just part of the LGBT agenda to create sexual anarchy to where people can identify as whomever. In fact, I read Wikipedia, who is, of course, they know everything. But I guess Bruce Jenner actually is identifying as asexual, at least when this particular Wikipedia article was written, that he identifies as asexual because he's still attracted to women. So I don't know. Anyway, you know, the more we talk about this, the crazier it gets. But anyway, back to the states and high schools. So increasingly, we do see male athletes in high schools announcing they're female and competing on girls' teams. And many times the winners of these, talking about state-level competitions, those are a lot of times tied to college scholarships. So that definitely gives the boys who are identifying as girls an advantage, even when it comes to competition for scholarships in some cases. Do you think maybe some of the motive behind the boys announcing they're girls and want to play on girls' sports, do you think some of that is they know they cannot compete well against their own male counterparts on male teams?
I think some of that's true, and I think a lot of it's just the idea that, you know, they're confused.
Okay, uh-huh.
You know, and what I believe is they're using this agenda to further their agenda. And what it is, you're going to have some athletes that are going to do very well, you know, competing as female, and it's going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got more people getting ready for the 2020 Olympics. And the whole problem is the reason that's going to, what they're trying to do with it, for example, is to put a statement in all the high schools and to confuse the kids even more, and then to influence laws in the land, like, for example, the NCAA pulling out of North Carolina because of their bathroom bill.
Yeah.
So you're going to see the furtherance is not just to always win or get on a podium. That's going to happen, I think, increasingly. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is to make a statement and to force states to try to comply with trying to accept transgenders in there with your kids.
Yeah, and that whole concept is scary. Because even in this Connecticut situation, there were, of course, Connecticut is a liberal northeast, but within the article it said, well, the girls were just thrilled that this new girl, quote-unquote girl, was on the team and running fast and doing a good job. I mean, the girls were just thrilled. And because, you know, it's very obvious that the girls don't want to be called transphobes or bigots if they were to oppose or say something against this boy who's running on the girls' team. So the kids are being conditioned, even now, to accept this as normal. There's a situation in Boyertown, Pennsylvania, that's eastern, near Philadelphia, where there's a biological male who's suing his school district because his school district has passed or approved a transgender policy. And this young man was in the locker room changing clothes. When he looked out of the corner of his eye, he saw another quote-unquote male student in her shorts and bra. So he, the biological male, is suing the school because of an invasion of privacy and such as that. But I think the majority of kids don't accept this, but they're being conditioned to be silent for fear of being called a bigot or a hater.
Well, I think there's a lot of people upset that you don't hear about. Like, for example, in northern Minnesota, which is a very liberal place,
mm-hmm.
in Virginia, Minnesota, they had a guy wanted to compete, and he started competing with the girls. But in between games and practices, he's doing lewd dances. So you had a number of families up in liberal Virginia,
yeah.
Minnesota, through the school district.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I really think, you know, you hear read these articles about everybody accepting it. Yes, I do think kids are conditioned, but at the same time, there are people who are really upset.
Yeah. And in fact, Alaska, in your letter to the Olympics, you mentioned this, that by the biological male up in Alaska who identifies as a female, and he qualified for state competitions while bumping numerous out of the running. But then they were taking, I think, the top four to states. And the girl who came in fifth said, quote, "I'm glad that this person is comfortable with who they are and they are able to be happy in who they are, but I don't think it's competitively, completely, 100% fair," unquote. So she definitely felt, and rightly so, felt that it was unfair that this male student who identifies as female was able to run with the girls. Then over in Texas, I don't know if you've heard of this one, but in Texas there was a female student who, a wrestler, who wants to be a boy. So she's been taking testosterone since October 2015. She won this year's state wrestling tournament. She had an undefeated 54-0 record for the year, and that came after getting two byes in previous rounds because girls refused to wrestle her. And you look at her picture, and with the testosterone hormones that she's taken, she looks like a guy. The build. And the tragic part is these kids do not understand what they're doing to their bodies by taking these hormones. And that's troubling to me when it comes to high school with these hormones and being told that it's okay, you can think you're opposite sex. So what should, when it comes to high school level, what can concerned parents do when it comes to their students, their kids' sports teams, and the transgender issue?
You know, the parents need to protest. They need to respectfully disagree and, you know, bring it to the school board, talk to the athletic director, but stand up to the number of parents that are concerned. Nobody wants to tip the scale, and it seems like we're living in the PC world where nobody wants to stand up on anything. Then if you do stand up, then you're labeled a bigot. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, and I'd say just stand up. And, you know, as a Christian, you pray and ask God what to do, but clearly stand up.
Yeah.
You know, when I was taking on the Bruce Jenner thing, and because I knew that he was going to be used by the media as a poster person, and I had people from New York City, some top reporters, saying, "Oh, you're just making things up. He'll never be used in that regard." But I knew he was, and as I was taking him on, people were saying, "Don't take poor Bruce on. You know, in 1976, I sat with him with 20 people as he set the record at Drake Relays 2 months before he went on to win the gold medal in the Olympics. So what I'm trying to say is you got to stand up. You know, as I was taking Bruce on, parent people were saying, hey, why are you taking him on? You should feel sorry for him, on and on. But see, the problem is it's not Bruce Jenner. The problem is he's going to influence all these kids, and that's why I'm taking this stuff on is for kids that don't have anybody standing up for him, like some parents. You know, don't stand up for their kids, or some kids don't have Christian parents. So that's why I'm standing up and making my voice heard and pray that God would use it.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, because they definitely have used Bruce Jenner. And I think that's one of the major reasons we see this acceleration in the transgender issue. I really think that that's played a big part in it. And the same thing, when it comes to the Olympics, can we as individuals do anything to address this issue with the Olympics? Can we contact the committee, or they just really don't care what we think?
I think they're a big organization, you know, and, you know, you got to fight them, just, you know, write them. You know, I think what you got to realize is, for example, Nike Shoe Company supports abortion, Planned Parenthood, and they also support, you know, a lot of the LGBT stuff, got high rankings there. And they got Tim Cook, a part of the board of directors. He's a homosexual from Apple. So, I mean, these people pour money into all kinds of organizations. And, you know, these are big corporations, hard to fight. You know, I don't wear Nike shoes anymore. I don't call boycotts, you know.
But let your dollars speak. Let your dollars speak.
Yeah, I mean, do what the Lord leads you to do and, you know, stand up.
Because as we see more and more corporations buying into the transgender and homosexual issue, we need to let our dollars speak, send a message that way, because that's the only thing that these companies will listen to. How can the folks contact you if they want more information?
We have a website called BigPlanetWatch.com here. We're right in Madison, Wisconsin, two blocks from the most liberal university in the West, in University of Wisconsin. So God's got us here. We've been here 10 years, and we keep standing and pray that God continue to allow us to speak up for kids that don't have a voice.
Absolutely, because there's more and more kids who don't have a voice. So that's bigplanetwatch.com or .org?
.com, bigplanetwatch.com.
Yeah, and I encourage folks to go to that website, because you guys have a lot of up-to-date, when it comes to sports, you guys keep that up-to-date with the unfortunately sometimes troubling trends within the sports world, so I appreciate that. And keep up the good work there, Steve, and keep us attuned as to what's going on. Keep plugging along there.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on and allow me to speak.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.